The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
All right, yeah. It's Chuck and Billy time.
Chuck and Billy time.
My name's John Chow. Anyway. Oh, yeah, Chuck and Billy time. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's on Jesus.
Oh, you're already starting.
Wow. Well, thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Wow. I never messed that up. What's going on?
That was funny.
Jeez.
Oh, that was funny.
That was great. I was stuttering. It was phenomenal. Just good job. Let's give a thumbs up for that one.
Nice.
Chantel, thanks for introducing us. You did a great job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, thank you. My name's Chantel. It's terrible because people can see me doing it. It'd be funnier if they couldn't. But
I know.
They'd be like, who is Chantel? I've never seen her before. She's so stupid.
Anyway. It's all right. You just got to get a pre-recording.
Yeah, we got to do that. I got to do that so bad.
That way you can kind of talk over at the same time. That way no one knows.
Yeah. Be like,
except for everyone who just heard me say that.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, we know now.
Yeah, we're going to know.
We ruined it. Oh, man.
It's not like you can find somebody either that can do it because they can't. They can't do it the way that you can do it.
No, there's nobody. There's nobody. Just make my voice on the computer and just put it up there and just play it and have her just talk. I'm like, Chantel.
We know what your name is.
We know your name, Chantel.
We know what your name is.
Yeah, we know who you are.
Oh, by the way, my name is Chantel.
Hey, Chantel. It's 48 degrees.
My name is Chantel.
Tomorrow's going to be a warmer. My name is Chantel.
Warmer. It almost sounds like warmer.
It was so nice out this morning, and then it just was like, no.
Oh, I got the chills earlier.
I was wearing just the sweater that's underneath here, and that was all I was wearing. I wasn't wearing the coat, nothing.
You weren't wearing pants?
I was wearing pants. I was wearing my Speedos with my flip-flops, walking the dogs. People were like,
is it banana yellow?
Could be. That's so
with
cute.
Bright orange flip-flops.
Yeah, or thongs. orange flip-flops and like a pink shirt.
Yeah, like one of those half shirts. Yeah,
I'd look like just a big giant sherbet ice cream.
Yes.
like your legs there, buddy. Nice and white. That's the vanilla.
That's the lemonade flavor.
I'm a wannabe what is it? What is that name of that ice cream? The three flavors?
Cosmopolitan?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say, but I almost said cosmopology.
Sherbert's better.
Yeah, Sherbert's better. Sherbert.
Sherbert's better.
Sherbert. I can't even talk today, dude. What's
you're just
going
having
on?
One of those days.
Holy moly.
Sherbert's
better. Sherbert better. I love Sherbert.
It's okay, though. It's Friday, right?
Yeah.
Friday.
I love Sherbert. I mean,
what? Sherbert's better.
Sherbert's better. I just did it. I did it.
At least we know what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
we do.
Trying. I hope everyone's like, what is going on?
It's Friday. It's the end of the week.
It's Friday.
It's been cold. It's been weird. And today is the first day of spring, isn't it?
I don't know, but I wish it would get here.
Hold on.
I wish it would get here.
I need to check.
I am so tired of the cold.
Like, I know, me too.
Like, it's decent outside. I think it's funny that we can actually say, oh my God, it's 49 degrees. It's so warm outside.
I know, right? It's 50 degrees. This is like, I'm wearing shorts.
This is phenomenal. I've seen people with flip-flops and shorts
on. Dude, I am
wearing
shorts.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, I've seen people with flip-flops and shorts on, like, when it's freezing out. Like, what are you doing? You're going to get cold tootsies, and they're going to fall off. Your little piggy toe's going to go.
Yeah, it is. It is today.
The first day of spring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
It happened at 10:46 a.m.
Sure it did. It did, because it was nice out.
The spring equinox. But yeah, that's when it was nice out.
It doesn't make any sense, because it's like,
it's the first day of spring.
Yeah. Somebody said that to me today, but I don't remember. I don't know who said it. They were like, today's the first base. No, you did. But they were like, today's the first day of spring. And I'm like, yeah, right. I was like, where's your tank top?
It's so funny. There's a meme that I like.
Yeah.
And it's people that are sitting in lawn chairs with their, like, swimsuits on in the middle of, like, 3 feet of snow. That's with amazing. Sunglasses and a drink. And it says, meanwhile in Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, sometimes it gets like that.
It should be posted today.
Remember how we had the summers that were late, like, you know, in maybe late September?
Yeah.
And we'd have the late summers. It kind of is the same thing. We had, like, late winter.
I hate it.
It's like, it gets nice for a little while, and then you're like, why is it so cold?
Yeah, I hate it. I was so, what was it?
It went down to the teens or whatever, and you're like,
it was like 3 days, it was gorgeous outside. You're like, yeah!
It's almost 70 degrees.
Like, what the heck? It's
like, I was getting up early.
Yeah. You're like, I just want to enjoy the weather.
It's true. Yeah. Every time, like, whenever the weather gets better, it's like, it's easier for me to get up early and want to be outside.
It just doesn't make any sense.
And I'm biding my time. Like, I got a table I'm waiting to put out there. I got some chairs. I got an umbrella.
You got that metal thing to make sure you tan this way?
No. I'll burn. If I'm out there for more than 10 minutes without a shirt on or something, I will burn.
I will roast. I hate
it. So I got to go 10 minutes at a time in the sun.
You're like,
now I got to turn over.
Yeah, it's like a
turn the chicken nuggets. I gotta turn the chicken nugget over.
I need the medium rare this side, guys. Give me a minute. Do I look good? Do I got the grill marks or no?
If you lay on the deck, you got the deck marks on your back.
You should put some tape on your back and just leave them like a grill mark and be like, what do you think? Like, what'd you do?
I found the world's largest grill.
I fell into the fence.
I fell into the fence. No, oh, what, you mean no one pushed you? No, I fell.
No, I really did fall.
You don't know me, do you?
Where have you been?
I fall all the time.
I'm not clumsy. I'm just clumsy.
I'm not clumsy. I'm just clumsy.
My name is Chantel.
Yeah. Yeah. Miraculously, she's not.
Oh, she's clumsy.
Oh, is she?
Oh, yeah. I did a cartoon of her yesterday, and it came out okay, but she was like, my name's Chantal. And then she was like, oh, my God, look what I'm doing. And she didn't say it again. I was like, no.
She didn't say her name.
No, she said she was talking about something, and she was like, hey, my name's Chantal. And I was like, oh, this is so perfect. And she kept talking, and I was like, where's your name? Oh, come on. And I typed it in there for her to say it, but she didn't say it.
It'll be a work in progress.
She's like blonde. And she's like, oh, cool. And she's got like a shirt on that has one shoulder strap like hanging, and she's got jean shorts. She's got short jean shorts, and she's got like little cute shoes.
Do they have little powder puffs on them?
Should do that. I didn't think of that. That's a good idea. Let me get my shoe. I can't find my powder puff.
Little powder puff on the shoe.
Or butterflies.
You know, like the kind of thing that you'd see on a winter hat, but it's on the shoe. Yep.
You like my puff ball?
Yeah.
Like the things.
This is my puff.
Like almost the things you'd see in Cheech's car.
This is my puff.
My dingy balls. That's what my daughter had back in the day. I bought her these pink boots and had like dingle balls hanging. They were like big puff balls. And I was like, these are the stupidest shoes I've ever seen. And I gave them to her. She was like, I love them. And I was like, and she'd wear them every day.
And you're like, why?
Yeah, I was like, they're terrible, kid. And she was like, but you bought them for me. I love them. I was like, yeah, but they got dingle balls on them. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
What is it about those you love?
Yeah, I was like, they're just
maybe
weird.
She just loved them because you got them for her.
Yeah, that's why she liked them. Well, she loved them because they were pink, too. But.
Yeah.
And then I told her, I was like, you look like Cheech's car. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, here, I'll show you. And I showed her a video of Cheech.
Fuzzy dice.
Where Chong goes, hey, man, I really like your dingle balls.
Oh, yeah. Those. Yeah.
He's like, thanks, man.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Hey, double bubble.
I think we're parked, man. I love that. That is like my favorite part.
Like, keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
I think we're parked, man.
Yep. What do you mean, man? I I think we're in like Park, man. Oh, man, it's the cops, man. He's like,
they still, yeah.
Keep a duck a bunch of cake. He's like, keep on knocking, but you can't come in. And he's like, hey, man, you're so funny, man. And he's like, roll your window down. He's like, okay, load in the anchor. He's like, can I see your driver's license? He's like, what? He's like, can I see your driver's license? It's on the back of the car, man. He's like, no, your driver's license. Like, oh, yeah, I got it.
It's on the back of the car.
You want to hear something funny? What? Your mama. He gives him a driver's license. He goes, what's your name? He's like, that's my name right there, Pedro de Paco. He's like, okay.
That was great.
And he's like, what's his name? He's like, his name is Ralph, man. I love that.
Exactly.
I love Cheech and Chong, man.
That's like my favorite scene.
They're so awesome.
The
part where he's yelling at him on the mic on the radio.
No, the part where
his hard hat. He's like, what is it?
Part where he's on the phone and he's singing.
Oh yeah.
I can't say it, but he's singing a song on the phone. They like to go to theaters.
Oh, and he's singing with Chong, and Chong's playing a guitar.
Yeah.
He's like, you can say it. It's not bad.
He's like, it is, though.
It's really. But he's
slur.
Talking about himself.
It was the other one.
The one where he's saying that they go to night school and they get speak in Spanish and get a B.
Oh man.
They got a brother-in-law named Jeff. And then that when Chong's saying, you want to hear mine, man?
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, his song to me, I just laughed. I couldn't help it. Because he was making it up as he was going.
Yeah, he's like, nee, 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 nee. Kick you in the face.
Yeah.
Kick you in the face. He's like, I just got to work on it, man.
Those two are great. And you know what's funny? They really haven't changed much. They got a little older, but they haven't really changed.
Nah, they're still the same. Not facial feature-wise, but they're still the same.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting older.
Even some of their facial, they've just gotten a little older, but so many years have gone by. It feels like they should look a lot older, but they don't.
It's messed up because Cheech and Chong, when they were together, when they did movies together, they all of a sudden, they hated each other after a while. They didn't talk to each other because there was something that happened. I don't know what, but then and Chong was like, look, man, I mean, you're my buddy. I've known you for a while. And he's like, we can't do this. And I guess they got back together, and it's great seeing them together. Those guys are the best.
Yeah, it was a long time they were apart.
Wish they'd make another movie when they're old, like the way they are.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, man, we're parked.
Yeah, they should just pick the great moments of each of the movies and then, just put them in.
Be funny seeing them try to play with cell phones.
Yeah.
What is this, man? It is stupid.
Yeah, it would be.
What's a TikTok?
I
think it's when, man, when you're watching the clock and it's just like TikTok. That's what it is, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, that would be so funny. What's a Facebook, man?
It's a book of faces?
What's a Telegram?
You know, back in the day, man, when they sent, graham crackers on telephones? Well, they're by payphones.
How come there's no payphones, man? I don't see any around here.
That's what you have a cellular phone for. Man?
Hey, doesn't this stuff give you brain cancer, man?
Hey, man, it didn't do it to me, man.
Hey.
You sure? Just seeing him in the modern time would be phenomenal.
It would be hilarious. It would be even funnier if they somehow flashed forward from where they were to where we are now.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
And then everything, what's a TikTok? That's perfect.
Yeah.
Now, what's a TikTok?
Hey, man, what's a TikTok, man?
Well, you know, I think it's when a clock is going.
It would be like when you're in the waiting room, man, and you just constantly like sit there and wait, and then you hear the clock ticking.
And it's tick-tock.
I think that's a tick-tock, man.
Tick-tock.
Oh, yeah.
What's a Facebook? What's a Chantel, man?
My name's Chantel.
Imagine meeting her.
Oh, that would be great.
Like the two of them met her somewhere.
It'd be awesome if we could be in the movie with them.
I know.
Be like, we're the new Cheech and Chong, man.
Put a bunch of characters in that we know.
Yeah. Marty and Joey.
Yeah.
I don't want your candy.
What do you think what do you think they would do?
I don't want your candy.
Siphon gas out of their vehicle.
I might want some candy. Hey, man, I might want some of that.
Hey, man.
Hey, man, I might want some of that.
Hey, I like candy bars, man, and they got the good ones, man. Those are like full size, man. Not that fun stuff.
You're an idiot.
I would love to see a movie like that, like them doing a new one when it's all modern. It'd be so
right. We need to put a poll out.
Yeah. Like where they're like trying to like rent a vehicle or something. And they're like, what do these buttons do, man?
It's like a UFO.
Did they land?
Did these fly?
I think so, man. There's a whole bunch of them coming over the wall.
What do you mean, man?
It would be so funny.
You know where that Area 51 is, man.
It would be great if they heard this.
It would be so funny. Yeah, I know. Oh, it would be so funny.
It's right over the wall, man. It's in California. You know what I'm talking about.
California.
You mean where the border is?
Yeah, man.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that'd be great. So funny. I can't even not do it. I just got to do it.
I know.
Yeah, man.
It would be so funny.
Yeah, it'd be like, it would be great if they actually listened to us. Where they're like, they're talking about us, man.
Well, wait, we'll upload it. Maybe it'll get around.
Maybe I'll send it to both of them. I'm not friends with them, but I follow them on Instagram and stuff like that.
Yep. You could.
Yeah. I'd be like, click, 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 click. They'd be like, hey, that's a good idea, man. Let's do it. Let's have these guys in here with us, man. They can be our dealers.
Hey, man, you sound just as stupid as we do.
Yeah, who's the dumb one of the two?
We're both not smart. So, oh, man, I would love that.
Yeah, that would Cheech and Chong meet Billy and Chuck.
Yeah, it'd be great.
It'd be like the second big time adventure.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong and Billy and Chuck. In the big time adventure 2.
Cheech and Chong meet Billy and Chuck in big time adventure part 2.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, man.
What are they gonna do?
What are they gonna do?
Oh, that'd be the best movie ever.
You gotta read the first one first.
Yeah, you guys gotta read the first one. My book that I wrote, Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure, it's for sale on Amazon. If you guys wanna find it, check it out. I think it's great. I read the whole thing the other day. I laughed.
I got about halfway through it.
It's so good.
I like read it out loud because it's funny.
I like to do the Chantel part.
Yep.
So if any of you people actually buy that book, you have to do exactly what I do with the Chantel thing.
Yeah, you got to read it in the same way.
Yeah, you got to go, it's got to Chantel.
It's the only way it's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah. It's the only way. And you're like, I was running, and I realized that, you know, you got to run. You got to be, like, more active. And then, like, Chantel definitely remembered that. Like that. That's how you got to read it. If you don't read it, like...
You can read however you want, really. That's going to make it better.
Yeah, like swigs, you got to go,
hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, you got to think of like the mom in you got to think of Jax's mom.
Yeah.
But like give her an even deeper voice.
Like what's her face from Dumb and Dumber 2, the one that had the tattoo on her back, but it was a smiley face and it turned into a sad face. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Oh my god, I can't remember her name. But anyways, it would be her voice. Like, yeah, hey.
Can you give me a pack of Marlboros down at the general store?
Hey, you got some Pall Malls I can borrow? Where's those Lucky Strike, Chad, the other day?
Yeah, those non-filters.
You'd be afraid, and you'd turn around and be like, oh, God, she's beautiful. But her voice has to go.
Yeah, you see her like walk in and she doesn't say anything and you're just like, wow. Yeah. And then she comes up to the register and she puts her drink down.
Hey, give me a pack of Pall Malls. You got any of those American something? American spirits. Yeah, that's it.
And you're like,
yeah.
What is going on?
Do those come in non-filter? I need the non-filters, eh?
Like, all right.
You guys sell L&M's. You remember those? You remember those Camels that had no filters? I want those.
I remember my dad used to smoke them. I constantly hear him go, and I'm like, Dad, stop. Why do you smoke them if they have no filter? He's like, well, it's because I like the taste of the tobacco. I was like, get a filter. You're driving me nuts because that's all I hear.
Well, if you like the taste, you wouldn't be spinning it out, would you?
Oh, my Lord. Drove me
just
nuts.
Just eat it.
I still have his pipe.
Yeah.
I found his, my sister found his pipe. She gave me his pipe. And I was like, oh, my God, it's amazing. And I smelt it, and I was like, oh. I remember you said,
oh, the pipes are great. Like, I have a couple of pipes.
I would sit right near him so I could smell it.
Yeah.
It was like a cat smelling dog.
They don't sell.
Like a
they
cat
don't,
or a dog smelling something.
They don't sell the same pipe tobacco as they used to sell. Like, I forget the name of it. It's something.
I can't remember the name of
it. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a vanilla, cherry, like,
so
smell to it.
So good.
And if somebody was smoking it, you always knew. And
oh, yeah.
It would either remind you of your grandpa or remind you of your dad, you know, and it's like, but they sell similar, but they don't sell that particular brand anymore. But that's the brand they all used to buy.
It's so good. There was I found this body soap, and it smelled just like my dad's pipe. It was weird. I was like, oh, gotta get it. Oh, my wife said, you
never use it, just smell it.
I used it. And I was like, I smell like my dad. Yeah. People were like, you meant smoking? No.
Never knew you smoked, Chuck.
Yeah, why are you smoking now, huh? 50 years old, you're going to kill yourself. Yeah, because the pains don't help.
Right.
That's not taken away. You think of me smoking and doing all that's going to help? No. Hey, your pains will go away if you actually smoke a pipe. Oh, really? Like all the dumb things they tell you that if you eat bacon, you can make sure your bunions will go away. Like, what?
I think I'm going to go home and have me some bacon.
I'm going to have some bacon, get rid of my bunions. It's not working. No, you got to rub the grease on your bunions. Ew.
Yeah, yummy.
Yeah, you have your
bunions.
Your caregiver do it for you.
Anytime I hear that, it makes me think of Paul Bunyan. Then Paul Bunyan makes me think of bunions.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a double-edged sword.
It's
funny.
It's a good one.
Bunions.
I wonder if they named it after him.
Funyuns.
Funyun Bunyuns.
Bunyan Funyuns.
There you go. It's a good... We should make that. Turn it into a chip. Make it look like toes with a bump. And you're like, this
instead of being
like
onion rings, it's feet.
You make people like, oh, God, that doesn't smell like an onion. I'll lick it and see what it tastes like. Mm, it tastes like an onion.
It tastes like Funyuns.
Yeah, funny Funyuns.
How fun, yin.
Tontonians, or I don't know. We got nothing.
Yeah, footyun.
Footyuns.
I'm going to get me a bag of Footyuns.
I'm going to get some Footyuns.
That's
oh,
funny.
Man. They're so good. It's just a big
just
toe.
That kind of, yeah. Well, you can get all the toes.
Yeah.
collect all five toes.
If you can collect all five toes, you win.
Another bag of Feetyuns.
Feetyuns. Oh, my God.
Feetyuns. Get them today.
Yeah.
Feetyuns. At your nearest convenience store.
Get it at your hardware store.
At your hardware store.
No, wait.
Get it at your nearest paint store.
Get it at your local pharmacy.
You got Why would it be at a pharmacy?
You got some wrapped.
You can even dress them up for Christmas if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or Easter. Little,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you get a bag of Footyuns, you get a free. If you get all five toes, you get a free bag of Hanyuns. What are Hanyuns?
Coming soon to a pharmacy near you.
From Frito something.
From Frito Hay.
Yeah, Frito Hay. Frito, hey!
Get your bag of Hanyans and Footyans.
Feetyans.
Feetyans.
Yeah, whatever.
Footyans.
Footyans work. It doesn't matter. Toyans. We need help. Anyways.
Send help. I know you can hear this.
Yes.
Something has happened to Chuck and Billy. Actually, people are like, I know. You're lying. So,
this is how it is. You guys have been this way since you started.
This is how you've always been.
What's going
on? Nothing has happened.
Since you guys became friends, it's been this way forever.
We can just send subliminal messages. Send help. Send help. Just as we're talking. Yeah. Exactly. Just little subliminals.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Sedation.
Yep. I don't know if they heard it, but I sure did.
They were probably like, what?
Wait, turn that up.
Sedation.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Sedation.
Padded room.
Oh, my God.
Paddy wagon. They're probably like, I can't even hear what they're saying. What are they laughing at? Oh, man.
I think we just make people laugh just by laughing.
Oh, man. And in white coats.
Oh, man.
He couldn't even do it.
Torsi.
Morphine.
Okay. Oh, I got tears.
There's the crier. It's okay.
That was a knee slapper.
That was a knee slapper. I don't know, but I think they need to be
sedated.
I think they need to be sedated. Now.
Send help.
We need it.
Oh, gosh.
900, send help. I said 1-900. That's the worst numbers ever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you.
Don't call that.
Don't do that.
Don't call that number.
Always call the 800 numbers.
Yeah, 800, send help.
800, send help.
Sedation. Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
We should do that all the time. Oxycodone. People are like, stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
Whew. Okay.
Torsi shuffle.
You say shuffle?
Yeah. You ever try to walk on it? It's not a walk. It's a shuffle.
I thought it was a dance.
Yeah, it could be. It'd be like the electric slide.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, that was good.
Oh.
Okay,
oh, man. Great.
The eyes.
Yeah.
It's like, feel like a Chinese eyes.
You know, does anybody else besides us, like, when you laugh really hard for a while, you just stop and you're done, you're like, whoo.
Yeah.
Whoo.
God, that's,
whoo. It's like,
whoo. Sedation.
That's because that first breath.
It feels good.
Yeah, because you're out of breath from laughing. So that first breath is like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, back to laughing.
I don't know. Anyway.
Friday's fun day.
Friday's fun day. As I was saying. I don't even know what I was saying.
What were you saying?
I don't even know, dude.
We took that way too.
That went way over here.
Yeah.
And we were over here.
Way left.
We were only here for a minute. And then we went way over there.
Oh, man.
It's like Smalls when he tells him to go to right center. Yeah. He just goes to the right. He's like, that's right. He needs to go to right center. Oh, okay. Right here? Yeah. Put your glove out and I'll take care of it. I love that movie.
Sandlot, yeah, it's been a long time.
I watched Sandlot 2, and I laughed, and I was like, terrible.
Well.
Wendy Peppercorn.
we're almost in our second half already.
I know. What the heck happened? It's all that come and take me away. Ha ha. He he ho ho. To the funny station. Farm. Funny farm.
Send help. Yeah, funny farm.
Padded room.
Oh, that was great.
That was good stuff.
I can't wait to listen to it again.
Oh, I was laughing so
over
hard.
And over. Well, guess what? You've been listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and WSBR.
Oh, we did it wrong.
WSBR.
We got to do
88.1.
88.1 WSBR. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
If I can fix it. Let's try.
Fix it.
Or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Hey,
we're back
for the second half.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
You're listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield,
and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We thank you very, very much for staying here with us this afternoon. And we do hope that you have a beautiful drive home today.
Yes, thank you.
And make sure that it's safe. And wear your seatbelt.
And make sure nobody high beams you.
There are people at home that love you.
They love you dearly.
So get there and get there safe.
So we want to thank you for being our neighbor. Thank you.
Thank you for being our neighbor and listening to WTBR
89.7
FM Pittsfield
and WSBR
88.1
in Lee.
And you're also listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Yes.
Which means it's tea time.
Make sure you tie your shoes.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. People are probably like, where's Chuck and Billy?
What is going on?
What just happened?
we just went from laughing our butts off.
Yeah, to like, what's going on?
To thank you for coming back.
They
and,
were sedated.
Listening to, yeah, they were. We are sedated. 2024 hours ago, I want to be sedated.
They're probably like, don't sing again.
Yeah,
don't do it ever. Again. Don't ever sing again. That was so terrible. I mean, you shouldn't tell.
And you know what, though? It's probably going to get stuck in their heads.
Oh, yeah. They're probably like, 2022.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Darn Chuck and Billy.
No, I got a song you don't want to miss it to.
That's okay. People stream it. Yeah. All the time they stream their music, so it'd be easy. I'm just going to go look for it.
I make my
own. It's called Sedated.
I make my own music. Thank you. I play the harp. So cute.
I'll just like jam on the piano. You can bring your harp.
My harp. That would be fun, huh?
I would love that. I think if you played the harp, it would be amazing. I could just picture you. I could just picture you sitting in a corner somewhere, you know, wearing what you're wearing right now.
Or in a padded room.
No, like in a restaurant. Wearing what you're wearing right now, right? Just and playing the harp like it's nobody's business. Everybody looks over to see who is playing that harp, and it's you.
People are like, what the heck?
That's her face. Yeah, that would be something to see.
Did you say you wanted to hear one from Metallica? Here we go.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah. Fling ding ding fling.
Yeah.
Fling ding ding fling.
Yeah. And you gotta do the whole eyebrow thing with one fling, eyebrow fling, up.
Fling 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 fling. Yeah. People like People would leave the restaurant. This guy needs to be sedated.
You could put like a long-haired wig on. That's parted in the middle.
And hang and headbang while I'm doing it. Fling, 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 fling. Yeah, that'd be great. People are like, what is wrong with this guy?
Oh, that would be great.
Did you just say you wanted to hear Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions? Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. People are like, this has got to stop.
Start terrible. Playing Def Leppard.
Yeah. Pour some sugar on me.
Yeah. It's tea time at the Red Lion Inn, and here he is playing Pour Some Sugar on Me by bling, on the harp.
Bling, bling, ba, bling, bling. Bling, bling. People like,
Panadrome.
Get a doctor.
Sedation.
There's a doctor in the house.
Send help.
Quick, hurry up. Oh, my God.
That's so great. Funny. I'm picturing it.
I can't. Now I'm going to find a picture of me and just put me in the same outfit and be like, put him playing the harp.
Yeah.
Me, so I want a stupid look on my face. So like
with parted long hair. And your beard.
And a bandana. Backwards. Like
little,
Snoop Dogg.
Little round purple.
Oh, God. I missed
all. Oh, we made Chuck laugh so much he stubbed his elbow.
Oh, that was great. It's funny. I hate when people, when you hit your funny bone, they're
it's
like,
not
this is funny.
It's yeah,
not.
Right. I know.
It is not funny. But you laugh.
Yep.
You're like, bam, like, oh. And you're like, was it funny? And you're like, no.
Because it hurts, dude.
Oh, I hate
a lot
it.
Of people laugh when they get hurt.
Oh, I do.
I've laughed when I got hurt. I mean, there are times I didn't, but there are moments when you do.
It was
because you're like, oh,
now I'm bleeding to death. But all right, we're good.
I feel great.
I remember when I saw the razor, a razor blade cut me in my thumb all the way around under my nail and back, and I had this piece hanging.
Yuck!
And I was like, oh, and I was holding it like this, and I was like, yo, is there any duct tape? And he like, dude, go home. I'm like, no, I'm good. And they're like, dude, you can't work. It's just pouring down my arm. It's dripping off my elbow. And the dude's like, go home. I'm like, no, I'm good. I just tape it. And I take a plastic bag and I wrap it around it like this. And I'm working. And then you can see it filling up.
Oh, man.
So I went home finally. And I went to the hospital. And the doctor's like, yeah, I'm going to shoot some stuff in here so I can numb it so I can stitch it. And I'm like, all right, cool. He opens it up, dude, like this wide. And I got to see everything. I was like, that's so cool. He's like, you're not nauseous? I was like, why would it be nauseous? It's my thumb.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
When I was a kid, I had something similar. It was on my hand. I was washing dishes, and a glass broke while I had my hand inside the glass, and it cut below my thumb. It's still, you can see, you can kind of see the scar. And when it healed, it looked like lips. It still just kind of looks, it literally, no, I'm serious. Like, if you ever have a chance, I'll show you it later, but, like, when you have to look at it, it looks like a set of lips that's about to give somebody a kiss, right? But when I went and had it, you know, actually, I don't even remember if I went and got, I didn't get stitches for it because of the way it healed.
Yeah.
But I remember, like, playing with it. After it was all cleaned up and everything, and I pressed down on my hand and I opened it and it would open. I could see inside. Like I was like, oh, and
it's so pretty.
And oh, and then oh, poking at it and that hurt. You know, I was like, ooh, ow.
What did I do?
Why did I do that? Why do we do that? Why do we poke ourselves?
You can see my scar goes all the way from here, all
that's
the way
nuts.
Around, and it was like it was under the nail and it was like, oh my God, and it was just hanging. It was a brand new blade, and I was cutting open a box, and it slipped right off the box. Whoosh, and I was like, I just stood there like, that was funny. Okay,
even that's so sharp, too. It's like you don't feel it.
No, it just goes
I've done things like where you don't know until you look down, and there's blood on your hands, and you're
so
like,
bad.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, shoosh.
Oh, shoosh. Look at what I did.
Oh, shoosh.
Look at what I did.
You're like, look at shooshy. Oh, shoosh.
Yeah, exactly.
Shoosh.
Shoosh.
Send help. Send help. Send help.
Dorsey.
Send help. Send it now.
Don't know if that worked or not. Well, I really didn't say anything, so.
It worked.
Yay.
Yeah, you were like, oh, shushy.
Shush.
I love shoes. Anyways.
Shoes.
I should have worn my shoes, but I didn't. I wore my Hey Dudes.
Hey Dudes.
I love those, man. They're like comfortable shoes, bro.
Yeah.
You remember that surfer dude that called?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I listen to you guys, like, every day. And, like, I'm totally busting away, man, like, right now, while I'm on the phone with you, like, whoa, hang on, hang tight, bro. Anyway. Watch, I'm going to take a photo. Yeah, there's a shark right next to me, man. It's pretty cool. Look, I'm going to touch his fin. Oh, hey, what's up, bro?
Nice teeth.
I love your teeth, man. Yo, can I give you a hug, man? Oh, you're so cool.
You know there's a dude like that.
Yeah,
somewhere in California.
Hawaii,
like, yeah, right there, bro. Yeah, right, man. Wide awake, man.
Do you know a movie? And it's just funny. It's Hawaii.
Yeah.
That made me think of this movie I watched the other night. It was Grumpy Old Men, and then I watched Grumpier Old Men after that. It's been a while since I'd seen them. I had to watch them.
I love that movie.
Both of those movies are just good, clean, fun. Two old guys.
Yeah.
Are probably, I was like, that's me and Chuck when we get old. That's me and Chuck when we get old. We're gonna live next door to each other. And that's me and Chuck when we get old.
Yep.
It's so funny. The whole ongoing fish joke.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's hilarious.
So funny. He cuts it open, he throws it in the thing.
He just throws a fish in the car. They both do it to each other back and forth throughout the course of both movies. But
I told you I wanted her.
That's three times. Oh, that was, it's, but the bloopers.
Oh, they're so, oh, I love the old guy.
Yeah.
The old guy was dad. The best, man. He was the best.
The dad, yep.
You ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah, because I kind of want to.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
Yeah, he had the best the best bloopers. Like, I think he just came up with these lines over
laughed.
And over and over.
He just said it.
He did the couple times.
A few times. But, I mean, like, he didn't, like, he was awesome.
But that's what made it so funny, because he would say it, and then he made the face, like, ooh. And then, like, he would turn and walk away, but you know he was laughing after that.
Oh, it was such a good movie. They both were good.
Yeah.
The only thing that was terrible is when his dad passed away on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, eee.
I mean, it was inevitable. The guy was in his 90s.
Yeah. Drinking beer like crazy.
Calling them kids. It was so funny.
Oh, it was
so you're
funny.
Just a kid.
Yeah, you know what you're talking
about. You know, they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah,
you're
awesome.
Just kids.
He was one of my favorite actors, too.
I know.
He was just so funny. He was hilarious.
He was.
I can't remember his name, though.
What was he in? Wasn't he?
What?
He's not the same guy that was in the Rocky movies, right? Or is it?
Might be.
Because he was.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was.
Yes, it was him.
Yeah, the trainer.
Yep.
Come on, Rock, you can do it!
It is, yeah, because I'm picturing him on the side of the ring.
Yeah, it's him.
Yeah.
I forgot it was him.
That was like an epiphany for a second, you know, for like that. I just didn't realize it was the same.
I can't remember who said it to me. I was watching the movie with somebody, and they were like, oh, my God, he's so hilarious. He was in that movie where he turned 17 again. I was like, no, it wasn't. That's George Burns. Like that, and they're like, no, it's that guy. I was like, no, it's not. Like that, and they're like, yes, it is. I'm like, no, it's not. And I was like, not the same guy. Like that, and they're like, oh. I was like,
there is one, though, with Zac Efron, I believe.
Yeah, that's got,
and it's 17 again, and it's got Matthew Perry.
Yep.
That was a good movie. I like Matthew Perry.
The original one is with George Burns, and I can't remember who the guy is. I can't remember his name. I know he's a famous actor now, but. And I was like, I think my wife likes that one. That's her favorite one. She's like, I love it because the old guy's so funny. I was like, George Burns is the best. I remember George Burns and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. I love that movie, and I don't know why, and it makes no sense.
Did you ever see an older picture of Walter Matthau?
Like when he was younger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't even look anything
no.
Like, you know, like, you see him in this movie, and you're like, And you know, like, the Italian mom?
Oh, yeah.
My daughter's marrying a guy who looks like a mackerel. He doesn't look like that when he's young.
Nope.
It's so funny. He was a very handsome guy. Let me see if I can find... Yeah, like, when he was real young.
Yep.
But he's been in a, wow, he's been in a lot of stuff.
I know the guy that was, the other guy was in a movie with Marilyn Monroe. Some Like It Hot.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jack Lemmon.
Mm-hmm. And he had to dress like a girl. It was so funny. That's the first movie I watched with Marilyn Monroe, and that's when I fell in love with her. I was like, oh, she's so beautiful. See?
Oh, yeah.
My wife will love that. Anyway.
Buck Henry.
What is it?
Buck Henry.
Buck Henry.
Is the, if I can, if this thing will load. Oh, come on.
Stop it. Load, man. Send help.
Send help. It's not loading.
It's not working.
Help.
It's terrible.
I'll just look up Buck. Wait.
Buck. Uncle Buck. That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. Buck Henry.
You should have seen the toast. I couldn't even get it.
Oh, no,
the
that was the guy that played Snyder, the persistent IRS agent.
Do you know what movie I really love?
That guy was a jerk.
The movie I really love is Arthur.
Arthur.
The old Arthurs with Liza Minnelli in it.
Hmm.
Where he's an alcoholic. He's a rich alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny. He's like, I just gotta go over here and just talk to her. And she's like, you're drunk. You didn't need to talk to me. He said, I'm not drunk. I've only had one. He's going like this on his fingers. He goes, I've only had...
T. Martinis.
Yeah. He's like, I only had... Then he goes, I only had two drinks. Jesus.
It was... no, that can't be it. Yeah, it is him. Burgess Meredith?
Burgess Meredith. Yep, that's his name. I knew it started with a B, and I couldn't remember.
Grumpy old men, grumpier old men. And he was all the Rockies, yeah. Almost all.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
he passed away in one of them, not literally, but at that time, anyway.
Yeah, Batman.
Was he in Batman?
Apparently, 1966.
Wow. Who was he? The Riddler?
Clash of the Titans, 1981.
Oh, yeah, I do remember him in that. I love that movie.
The Day of the Locust, The Sentinel, Torture Garden.
Oh, Lord.
That 1967. Scary. State of Grace. He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Burgess Meredith was hilarious.
Yeah, he was.
When he was doing all those, saying all those things about Hawaii, I was dying.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Oh, I was like, you're so stupid.
And some of it, you know, like, I wish I could play some of it. It is so
yeah,
fun.
I know. I wish we could, but we can't. Because we're limited, guys. TV,
I know.
Don't be rude about it.
So, oops.
Send toilet paper. Send toilet paper. Anyways. Give me wet wipes. People were like, what are they saying?
if they only knew.
If they only knew. Hi, my name is Chantal. Dude. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. See what happens when you have Alzheimer's? It's terrible.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God. I had it, and I was like, right when you looked up at me, it was like, pew, gone. I was like, what the heck?
Oh, man.
I'll remember it when the show's over.
Man. Oh, man.
Hey, man. Oh, hey, you man. Guys got any, like, you know, buttermilk biscuits, man?
Sounds good to me.
What are you asking for buttermilk biscuits for, man? Because they're really good, man. You ever try them, man? They taste really good with, like, maple syrup, man, and some peanut butter.
I don't know.
Put some sausage on there and some eggs.
You have your own breakfast sandwich. You don't have to go to whatever that place is.
You don't have to go to Mc whatever.
McDoubles or something?
You don't have to go there.
McChubbies? That's what we should name ours, McChubbies.
There you go. Be sure to write it down in our...
Our chillinary.
Our chillinary.
I almost said chuctionary, but it's chillinary.
I know. I called it a chuctionary once.
What did I call it? McWhat?
Chillinary.
No. McWhat?
McFlubber? I don't know. McBlub?
McChubbies.
McChubbies.
There you go. No, I need a pen.
You see that? McChubby. Yeah,
there's no paper in here.
That's okay.
Wait, there is.
I was going to say, I'll send it to you.
You're in paper right here, people.
It's found paper. It.
McChubby.
Chubby. McFlubbies. I was like, McFlubber?
McFlubbers.
I've been kind of thinking about having, you know, fast food.
Yeah.
For a couple days now, and I haven't had fast food in a long time, so I'm probably not going to go get it. Because yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen.
I just had some yesterday.
Oops.
Ooh, yeah, it was bad. But I got the huge Bacon King from Burger King and almost died.
Uh-oh.
It's huge. It's like this, dude.
You can't bite it?
No, I bit it. And I was like...
Mmm.
I was like, so thick. Like, God. So much cheese. It was good, though.
Cheese is good.
And my dog
good
was like...
good for the soul.
My dog's staring at me like... Yo, am I going to get a piece of that, or are you just going to hog it all to yourself? I'm going to hog it all to myself.
Are you going to give me a piece of that bacon? Are you going to give me a piece? Give me a piece of that bacon?
Momo sits there, and he does this, like, bacon. Begging foot thing, or he goes...
Bacon? Where, yeah.
He just puts it on your lap.
And oh, like, yeah, same thing. Harper does the same thing to me. All the time. All the time. So she just real gentle.
Yeah,
real gentle.
What he
just
does.
Puts
he just...
Puts it on my leg or something.
Yeah.
Or on my arm. You know, yep. Just a real gentle, I'm just going to lay my paw
right here. I just want you to know I'm here.
Yeah, I just want you to know that I'm here for you.
It's like a therapist.
Yeah. Now give me a treat. Give me some of your food.
I just want you to know I do love you, and I'm here for you. Anytime you want to give me some of your food.
Yeah, anytime you want to give me.
Just give me a french fry, you son of a. Now!
All of a sudden, the only thing I can think of is the song from all the commercials.
Yeah.
In the arms of the angel.
Yeah.
And that song's playing in my head as she's looking at me with that face and those eyes, right? With her paw just gently on my arm. And her head just kind of cocked to the side a little.
Like, I do love you.
Like, but I'm starving.
I'm like, can't you tell,
no, you're not.
Can't you tell I'm wasting away to nothing?
No, you're not.
It's so messed up because I give my dogs their food, right? And then I go make mine. Because
right.
If I don't give them their food, they're going to sit out in the kitchen and be like, yeah, so you going to give us anything?
Yeah, I become pretty strong. Like, I won't share. And then I'll be done. I'll bring my stuff out. And then she'll go eat her food.
But they'll
it's
eat
so
it.
Funny because she'll wait and see if I give her anything.
Yep.
And then if I don't, you know, then she's like, all right, fine. I'll go eat my food.
See, Momo's pretty good with that. He'll actually go and eat his food. And Dee Dee will sit out in the kitchen with me and just stare at me. And I was making a peanut butter fluff sandwich, my favorite. And I was
it's
like,
a
there was
New
a,
England delicacies.
There was
delicacy.
And there was like one piece of bread left. And I was like, oh. So I cut a little piece off, put some peanut butter on it, and I handed it to her. And she was like, and all you hear is, because she
they're,
got it stuck
they're
to
so
the roof
funny.
Of her mouth.
They're so
I felt
funny.
Bad.
And then you got to try and help.
Yeah,
you know,
I was
get
like,
it
stop.
Off.
I was
like,
Dee Dee, stop. And I was like, and I dug it off. And she was like, and sucked it right back up. I'm like, dude, stop. And then I flipped it, which is, ew.
Right.
Gooey. And she was like,
the things we do for our dogs, well, when you love them, you know?
It's funny when I give Momo peanut butter because he just turns his head. Like,
and then they lick their paws.
Yeah.
Forever trying to get that peanut butter to, you know, get off of the roof of their mouth for a while.
I just
they
laugh.
Eat it and then they lick their paws aggressively, too.
So cute. I don't get it.
Like their legs, not even their paws. Like they lick their legs like constant after having peanut butter. It's funny.
That's so cute.
I'm like, why do you do that? I want to know. And if dogs could talk, I would love that. Mm-hmm. If dogs could talk, like if my dog had a phone right now, she'd be texting me like, yo,
Where
better
you?
Stop at the store on your way home and you better bring me back some bacon.
Or some treats, something.
Anything.
I'm not playing games with you. When you get in the
I
house.
I love you, but I am sick of you and I want,
I want this. I will lock the door and you can't get in. Okay,
yeah.
So. What do you
I
mean?
Will
I
lock
have keys.
The other side of the whole house and you won't be able to get
in. I'll put the alarm on so when you come in, it goes off.
Yeah, well, I know my alarm code.
I'll put like a big, huge, I'll put the like blocks on it. You can't come in at all.
I'll pull the baby gate out.
Don't play games with me.
Dad, I
may be
I
furry,
know.
But I know what I'm doing.
I know where it is. I know how to do it.
I know how to take care of this guy.
Let's see if you can jump over it.
Let's see if you can do it.
I can.
Stupid. You're so stupid. Look at how you jump. You jump like a girl.
Me, I'd get caught up in it, probably. Fall flat on my face.
Bam!
Boom!
Well, dude, I tried to climb over this little...
There's Harper in the corner. Told ya.
I was trying to climb over this thing that I blocked my area where my computer is. So yeah. The dogs will go over there. I tried to climb over, and I had no shoes on, and I slid forward, and I was like, splits, 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 like that. I was like, and I grabbed a chair, and a chair just started rolling.
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm going to die.
I don't know what's worse, doing it slowly or just...
It was just slowly.
Just happening. Just, it was like, just admit, just let it happen.
I was like, no, and I don't know where the strength came from. I just pulled the chair, and I was like, you're going to stay here. And I held on to the chair, and I was like, they're both like this. Damn it.
Yeah, the dogs, they're hoping.
I wanted to see you go on the fetal position, but I went too far.
Yeah, all our dogs love us.
I felt bad. What was it? Like? I think it was like Monday.
They love
I usually play, throw their toys, and they go and get them. And Momo, I threw his toy. When I threw his toy, he looks back, and all of a sudden you hear, like that, and he hit the...
Oh, no.
He kept his head so far back that he wasn't paying attention.
And he hit the wall.
Yeah, he hit the wall so hard.
Oh, poor guy.
And he goes, and he was like turning around in the circles like, oh, my God, you just knocked yourself out, didn't you, dude? And I picked him up, and he's like,
no, poor
Momo.
Are
you okay, buddy? I started patting him.
Yeah, he's got a concussion.
Yeah, I was like, you okay, buddy? And I was rubbing it. What's he do? Jumps out of my hands onto the couch, and I goes and gets his toy, and he comes back, and he gives it to me.
They're so resilient. They're so resilient. It's so funny.
I was like, you're going to be stupid. Knock it off. But
oh, poor guy.
He was all right.
He's all dizzy.
Yeah, he was like, whoa, that was hard. What do I do now?
Everything's spinning.
Yeah, he just kept doing this.
Yeah, because he was spinning. He was like in the cartoons when they got the like the butterflies and
yeah.
and birds above their heads. Yeah.
He looks so cute with that. My name is Chantal. Anyway. Oh my God, we gotta do the weather again. So stupid.
My God.
My name is Chantal. It went up a degree. It was 48. Now it's 49. Make
Let's
up your
see.
Mind.
See, it says 48 for me. High 49. It says
49 right there. It says wind 14 miles an hour from the south. Humidity 55%. 48, low 34. Saturday is 40 degrees. Sunday is 47. And Monday is cold again and snow.
Yeah, it says it's going to be about 42. Tuesday is going to be 39 degrees with some sunshine. Wednesday of next week is going to be 43 degrees. It's going to be a little bit cloudy. Thursday, 52, but some rain with a 60% chance. And next Friday, when we're going to be back here, it's going to be 40 degrees with a 50% chance of rain that day. But the next day, Saturday.
First day of spring, huh?
Sure. Yeah, right. Next Saturday is going to be 38 degrees for a high, but a low of 22. So it's really not going to get as cold as it usually gets at night. But there is going to be sunshine all day. And Sunday is going to be 47 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun.
So pretty. Watch, it'll snow like 30, like a 16-foot snowstorm.
I'm just glad it's warm enough that right now we're getting rain.
We have no snow barely, which just makes me happy.
I know.
It's like, bye-bye, snow. See you later.
I saw a funny post, though, and I did laugh, and I was like, you know, that's kind of funny. Darn, I was hoping for a huge snowstorm, you know? I was hoping for, like, 3 feet of snow.
Yeah, this is stupid. Who wants some sun?
Who wants rain?
Yeah, this is dumb.
I was hoping for 3 feet.
Stupid.
Go for, you know, nice record, maybe 5, 6 feet, 7, 8.
So stupid. Who wants that?
We can get snowed in. How romantic.
So cute.
Go have some hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Watch movies.
Play with your tootsies.
Play with your tootsies.
To cover up your little feetsies because they stink. Anyways, just... Anyways, we got 1 minute, so we have to always end in 1 minute. Anyway,
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We really appreciate it that you guys listen to us, even though I'm far away.
Every Friday at 3:30 p.m.
Every Friday, yes. So we will see you guys on Friday at 3:30 next week. And, yeah, I'm excited to tell you all the fun things that are probably never going to happen this week. But so you guys have a good rest of your day and enjoy your night.
And enjoy your weekend.
We love you guys. Have a good one.